This episode is brought to you by CRNR Incorporated.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seat. The show is about to start.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Phoebe.
Hey, this is Mike.
This is episode number 51 of the Mike and Phoebe Show. Today we have an in-studio guest here. Joining us from CRNR Incorporated, this is Barbara Jimenez. Barbara is a Senior Sustainability Manager at CRNR Incorporated. Welcome, Barbara.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, we're so excited to chat with you today. So CRNR is not only a waste management company, but they are huge advocates and supporters of sustainability within Southern California. And with that, Barbara is here to talk to us about the new statewide law that went into effect in 2022 and is already being enforced as of 2024. So let's jump right into it. What is SB 1383? That's a weird kind of number. You know, what is 1383?
Sure is.
Yes, so that is a Senate Bill 1383. And this is a mandate that was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown in 2016. And like you mentioned, it did go into effect in January of 2022. And basically what this mandate is, it is set to do some target for methane emissions reduction targets for California. Statewide, we are trying to reduce the emissions of short-lived climate pollutants, and the targets must reduce organic waste disposal 75% by 2025, which obviously is next year, and also rescue edible food for people to eat at least 20% by also 2025.
Wow. Oh, that's a lot of information. So what does that mean for the residential customer and for the business customer as well?
Yes. So basically for residential, there's not too much that needs to be done on their end as far as, you know, signing up for anything. We automatically provide trash, recycle, and organic containers to all our residential customers. Where their ability comes in is they have to make sure that they are separating their trash correctly. For instance, the green container is what we call, or the organics container. That now is going to be for yard clippings, all the yard waste and food waste together. So that's really the only difference there. We are trying to eliminate the organic material, the food waste, the green waste from going into the landfills, which is what creates methane emissions. Also, recycle. I mean, you know, people love to recycle. They've been doing it for years. But unfortunately, we have to be careful on what we are recycling now. There was an enactment that went out in 2018. China is the country where everybody sends all their recycled materials to. And when I say everybody, I mean the rest of the world. They had determined that, you know, people were customers, but not, were sending a lot of materials that were not necessarily recyclable anymore. A lot of it was trash. So they enacted what they call the China Sword Act. And basically what that says is there's only a few items that they can recycle. So if there's no market, if there's no end market for it, then it's not recyclable. So the recycle market now is paper, bottles, cans, aluminum, tin, cardboard. Cardboard is a big thing right now with Amazon, and you know, everybody orders everything from home. So everybody throws cardboard in their trash, and that goes into the landfill. So we're trying to eliminate that. So that will be going into the blue container, the recycle container, and then everything else will go in the trash container.
You know, that's really good that we have you here, because even myself as a regular residential consumer, I didn't realize that now the law states that we have to put our food waste into organics. I've been throwing it in our regular trash bag, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, and that's, you know, what has been the case for many years. And so now this is the new thing. So at CRNR, we do offer the organic container. I believe we are one of the few haulers that actually collect food waste and organics together. We have an anaerobic digester at our facility in Paris, which is just amazing. It's the first of its kind at this size. It's you know, something that we're very proud of and we love to talk about. So basically what happens is when we have the drivers go collect all the organic, you know, from our routes, they bring it back to our yard and it goes into our anaerobic digester. We sort it, we screen it, make sure that we're removing all the contaminants, and then it goes into the AD, and the end result is either compost, which everybody loves, and RNG, renewable natural gas, which is what we are fueling up our trucks with. So it's really cool because it's full circle, right? We're able to go and pick up everybody's organic material for all of our cities, and then we're able to use our trucks to use that fuel to go and service everybody. So that's one of the really nice parts of the anaerobic digester that we love to discuss.
Yeah, Mike and I went to a tour at your facility mm-hmm. here in Paris, and we were blown away.
That was nice.
I mean, like,
that was nice.
I mean, we learned so much, and I didn't realize how much you guys were doing.
Yeah.
Which was really sad on my part, and I don't know if Mike knew that much as well, but it was really interesting, all the technical stuff that we were learning and watching the presentation that you guys did. That was amazing.
Yeah, I knew some of the stuff what they did because back in the 90s when they were, you know, there, they had the big facility like what you guys do now, mm-hmm. but you guys grown a lot more with the anaerobic containers, right. cylinders, yeah. and all those things. So right. you guys did grow considerably since yes. the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sits on 54 acres. The whole yard is 54 acres, and that includes everything. So the amount of work that we're doing at that facility, it really is, it's breathtaking. When people come in, they have no idea. It's more than just trash, right? Everybody thinks, oh, it's trash. No, it's a lot more than that. And our goal is basically to be zero waste. We want to remove as much as we possibly can from the landfills and just find an end market for it, whether it's recyclable or going into compost, renewable natural gas, whatever we can come up with is what our goals are.
What I really appreciate about your CRNR trucks is that you guys are on clean, natural energy. Mm-hmm. And every time we're stuck behind one, you know, or not stuck, sorry, we're behind one in traffic, I'm always amazed that natural energy powers that large truck, and it's your whole fleet.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure there's more to it, but it would be awesome if that energy could be used towards regular cars too, or, you know, newer cars, because now, you know, it's all about clean energy. Mm-hmm. We're moving to electric, you know, yeah. all the Teslas and stuff. So I know there's more to it than that, but that would be an awesome thing because yeah. you have the resource there.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're constantly learning and we're trying to, you know, incorporate different ideas into our company. I love that you did mention that we are very big on sustainability. That is our major focus. It's not just picking up trash. Even though we are trash talkers, we really do try to find, you know, legitimate homes for everything instead of sending it to the landfill. So it's really exciting working there and seeing what we talk about, you know, actually being put into action. So it's really cool.
Yeah. And I love the technology behind it too, the science behind it. Mm-hmm. Because when we were brought into, I'm just going to call it the laboratory, where you guys took the compost and mm-hmm. we actually saw the compost bubbling, mm-hmm. steaming, you know, and then we saw from like day one, as opposed to, I think it was like day 7 or whatever it was.
Yeah, or day 15.
Yeah. Right. You could see the breakdown.
Right.
Yeah, that was so interesting. Even yeah. for me, I'm not strong in science at all,
right.
but it's just to see how it progresses.
Right.
That's very interesting.
You know, it really is. And I'm glad that you were able to see that because it does take about 15 days for the whole process, which is amazing considering the regular compost, you know, facilities. They take about 45 to 60 days to break down, and it's, you know, with the turning and all that. So this is something that everything is automated. We're just kind of watching it. Everything is self-automated so that we don't really have to get in there and do anything but just watch. Everything's computerized. So it's something that is phenomenal.
And I think if I recall, the technology behind it was founded from a gentleman in Denmark.
Actually, it's several different countries that kind of like all incorporated into this anaerobic digester to work on this together. So that's why I say it's first of its kind. So it's really amazing. And it's really nice that we have it right here in, you know, the city of Paris, in, you know, everybody's backyards, and people aren't aware it's there. It doesn't have an odor. I mean, we don't ever have any kind of odor complaints. We have apartments, you know, like 100 feet from our facility, and we've never had one complaint. And it's been in operation for about 7 or 8 years. So that of itself is, you know, quite extraordinary.
Nice. That is awesome.
Nice.
So now let's go back to, I don't know if we want to, you already kind of discussed this, but how do we as customers or consumers separate our trash, and how do you guys separate it? I know you mentioned already that you bring it from the trucks, you separate it, but you want to go into more in-depth detail?
Sure. So the residential end, again, you know, you have the 3 carts available to you. So we ask that you put your food waste and green waste in one container, the organic container, the green container, and then the recyclable, you know, items in the recycle container. container and then the trash. So obviously we have the three trucks that go and pick up the three different commodities. It comes back to our yard and the trash, you know, just goes to the landfill because that's trash. The recyclable goes over to one part of the yard where we kind of go through and, you know, unfortunately we still have contamination. It can be quite significant. So that's where we come in. The sustainability team, our main focus is to educate the community as much as we possibly can. We send out flyers, we go to events, we have tours, we do everything we can to be out in front of the communities and explain why we're doing what we do. And then the organic material, of course, it goes over to our AD area. And then again, it gets removed. All the contaminants get removed and separated. And then the actual green waste and food waste gets mixed together. It goes into our chipper where we're breaking it down, the material. And then once it's clean and it's a, you know, it's a smaller content, then it goes into the AD and that's where it lives for the next 15, 16 days. And then it comes out as compost. And then the end result is also the renewable natural gas, which goes into the SoCal pipeline, SoCal gas pipeline. So we actually have the SoCal gas pipeline. We have a, the pipeline goes about, I think, a mile and a half down Getz Avenue and it's underground. So nobody sees it and it goes straight out into the community. So people are actually able to utilize this. One thing I would like to mention is very difficult to get the SoCal gas company to sign off on this. So everything goes through them. The grade is always constantly checked to make sure that it is the a quality to go into the SoCal gas pipeline. And so that's constantly being checked at our facility as well. The gas company does come out and, you know, we're able to, if there's something that isn't 100%, like 97% where it's supposed to be, the door shut and then it comes back and then we correct it and then it goes back into the pipeline. So nothing but when, you know, the solid gas does go into the SoCal gas pipeline.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So like right now we could be using part of your CRNR's energy. In
right.
The propane.
Well, wow. we don't really know exactly where it's going because it's going into the pipeline. But yeah, that's a nice story, right?
Yeah. I like saying, to think so.
Let's
yeah.
say that your stove right now has our gas. Yeah. Let's say that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You guys know how much of a percentage you guys are actually, you know, producing to the city of Paris?
You know, I'm not really sure. They don't provide that information to us. So I couldn't tell you. I mean, there's probably a way to find out, but okay. I don't have that information. Okay. Yeah.
That's really cool though. I like it.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I did bring my memory to jog my memory. What was it? Around Christmas time, we had to get a new fridge freezer.
Mm-hmm.
It just, our fridge freezer, you know, just took a dump.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah. Took a dump. No, you know, pun intended. And we were supposed to have friends over Christmas Eve. And I discovered Christmas morning, it just stopped working. And I could tell the fridge obviously was not staying cold. So we had to take a trip to Home Depot, get a new fridge freezer. It was not delivered until 4 days later because it, you know, obviously. So, we had a very nice experience with you guys, CRNR, that we called CRNR. It was like that third or fourth day when we knew that we were getting the fridge freezer.
Yes,
that day.
Yes.
We called CRNR. They came out. The representative was very nice on the phone. Mike actually talked to them. We were able to schedule the bulky pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that it was through CRNR.
Yes.
Had we known that, we probably could have just called CRNR directly, but we kind of went around a little loop, which was fine. We called Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
They were really quick about it, and CRNR came to pick it up. It was no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very nice thing. And how do we schedule, you know, for those that don't know, we have huge, like a washer, dryer, whatever, a bulky item that we need to be picked up. How do we schedule that?
Yeah, great question. So we do offer bulky pickup items. So what you do is you can call the 800 number. It's 800-755-8112. That's our customer service line. You can call and order the bulky item pickup through there, or you can go online through our CRRwasteservices.com, and we have a live chat. So you can do it that way as well. So there's a few options that you can go online to, you know, to schedule these bulky pickups. It's usually like 1 week out. So whatever your service day is, that will be when you get your bulky item picked up. And in addition to the bulky item pickups with, like here in the city of Paris, because this is where we are, I believe you all get two bulky pickups a year. So that's always nice to know. And we also do offer community cleanups twice a year. We offer one in the spring and we also offer another one in the fall. So the city of Paris does a really good job advertising that. And it's over there at the Railroad Museum.
Yes.
Right. And mm-hmm. so you can go in, and I think the service hours for that are 7 to 1 or something. I'm not sure, but it's during that time frame. And you can go and dump all your unwanted things that you just have. You know, if you have extra stuff that you don't have enough for your bulky pickup, you can just take it over there twice a year.
Very nice. I always appreciate that when I see that on social media, that mm-hmm. you guys are out there in the community offering these kind of free services. And it's great that you guys are out educating the community about mm-hmm. SB 1383. And so now that we know, you know, we got to stay on top of it and make sure that we separate our organics from the trash, because now that goes into the organic, the green waste bin.
Green, yes.
Thank you. Yes, we love doing that. It's a lot of fun getting in front of people and discussing this. And sometimes they look at you like, "Are you kidding me?" But then other times they're for it. You know, everybody wants a clean earth, a clean environment, right? You want to be able to breathe when you walk outside. So this is all in conjunction with this, you know, movement and with this Senate bill. Now, to talk about commercial services, because we've been focusing on residential commercial services, they basically need to have the same thing. They need to have trash, recycle, and organics. Now, again, this is a state law. This is not the city of Paris or any of the cities or us. This is a state law. So commercial customers have to separate their trash as well. So they have to have a trash bin, they have to have a recycle bin and an organic bin. However, if the business is on the smaller side, for example, and maybe they don't really have that much organic waste, like if they have just a little bit, then they don't need to have that service. As long as it's under 20 gallons a week, then they can get an exemption. So when we go out and when we do our outreach to the commercial customers, we always go and ask them, you know, what they're throwing away. And we actually would do what we call, you know, dumpster diving is fun. We look inside their bins and we kind of get an idea on what they're doing, like what they're throwing away. And if we don't really see any green waste, or, you know, most people have the gardeners come and they take the material, the green waste, with them to the different green waste companies, facilities. And if they don't have food waste in there, then we can get them an exemption. So we always offer that. And that just makes it easier for, you know, for businesses. I'm very happy to say the city of Paris is 100% compliant. Everybody either has the necessary services or they have the exemption. So the city of Paris is, you know, out of hot water when it comes to the state, that they don't have to worry about it. The state, if they look at them, they've done everything correctly. They have everything in line. So that's exciting for us, because, you know, we worked really hard to make sure that we assisted the city with getting 100% compliant, and they are. So that's awesome.
Good.
Very nice. So then we, as residential and commercial businesses, we can know, okay, we're compliant. So yes, that's good. Mm-hmm. Wipe our sweat. We're good. We're not going to get fined. So that's good.
Right. Right.
So I got a question. Yeah. For the residential part, mm-hmm. if they had a problem with one of their containers, let's say the wheels broke or something like that, mm-hmm. and they can't wheel it out to the curb, what do you guys normally do in that aspect?
So again, in that case, you call in to the 800 number or the live chat, however you prefer, and you order a replacement. Okay. And so you can just get a replacement. It's free. You know, these carts, they don't last forever. You know, they do go through quite a lot of damage because the trucks are picking them up, you know, with the grabbers. And sometimes, you know, these, they don't live that long. So yeah, you absolutely call, and then we will get it delivered for you on your service day. Yeah. Also, one more thing I would like to mention. So part of this 1383 mandate requires that random lid flipping is conducted. And basically what that is we have to go and we have to audit every single route in all of our cities on an annual basis, not every single account, but every single route. And what that means is we have a couple of auditors. They're driving a white CRNR vehicle. They're wearing the CRNR vests and the CRNR hats, and they have the clipboards. And what they do is they open the lids and they look to make sure that you are separating correctly. If in the event that you aren't, they leave behind an oops tag. They hang it to your cart, and then you can see what you did wrong. And then they'll leave a flyer or something. And sometimes people will come out and talk to them, and they'll explain it to them, you know, in person. And that's something that, again, it's a requirement from the state. It's not the most popular thing because some people feel like it's a little intrusive, but they're not going onto the property. They're just there at the street. They're just looking at the carts, and that's pretty much it. So we do have to do that every single year as well.
Yeah. So let's say in that situation where we get discovered, oops, you know, we forgot to separate it as per the new statewide law. Mm-hmm. So what would be the fine from the state if something happens like that?
So it varies. It depends on what the infraction is. I mean, obviously, the more serious, you know, the higher the fine will be. But for residential, there's no fines right now being done in the, you know, for residential. Right now, it's mainly like the commercial that can really get in trouble. If we've been educating everybody now, we have pretty much touched every single one of our commercial customers over the last 4 years. So they do know what they need to do. And if they choose not to, that's when the fines can start from the state. So residential is not really an issue because, like I said, everybody does have the appropriate containers. In the event that there is somebody who is constantly contaminating and they're just, you know, refusing to separate, we can start doing contamination charges, but we don't see that happening in the next couple of years. That's not what we want to do. We don't ever want to fine our customers, but we right now we're just focusing on educating them and letting them know that this is a state mandate and we all have to comply.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not too bad of a thing. Like we have to go out of our way to take multiple steps to comply. So it's very easy to make the change here in the home.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Very much so.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of good educational information here. We have, this is Barbara Jimenez from CRNR Incorporated. Barbara is a senior sustainability manager. If you have any questions, go ahead and contact CRNR. You can find them online at crrwasteservices.com or find them online on Instagram at CRR Inc. or on Facebook, CRR Environmental. Or you can call them. This is a Paris number, 951-943-1991. Thank you so much for joining us, Barbara. Yes. And stay tuned for future CRNR podcast series. We're going to go into more in-depth detail about what CRNR does for us. So thank you awesome. So much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to the Mike and Phoebe Show on Alternative Twist Radio. If you missed any past episodes, just search the Mike and Phoebe Show or Alternative Twist Radio on any major podcast app.